Hi guys! So before we proceed with the usual, the crew of Connie's podcast hopes you are well while listening to this episode. We hope you and your family and your loved ones are in good health and safe. We'd also like to make special shout out to the frontliners against the battle with COVID-19. We know the risk you are putting yourselves into, and we'd like to take this opportunity to enjoin everybody all over the world, everyone who listens to this episode, or to our podcast, to respond to the needs of these iconic heroes. In the Philippines, there aren't enough personal protective equipment or PPEs for our frontliners, and every day our healthcare workers put themselves at risk in containing the spread of COVID-19. So let's do our part in keeping them safe. A fellow iconic, VIP Conic 21, is gathering funds for the purchase of raw materials that cost $63, or roughly about 3,300 pesos to make 9 to 10 pieces of personal protective equipment for our healthcare workers here in the Philippines. If you can and are interested to donate, we are putting important links in our show notes for the form and transparency. We can all help too by staying at home, practicing proper hygiene, hand washing, and social distancing, and always remember to look after not only your physical health, but also your mental health. So keep safe, Iconics, and we hope that you enjoy this special episode because it's Junwei's birthday! Happy birthday, Junwei!
You ready?
Podcast!
Welcome to this episode of Connie's Podcast. My name is Dane, and I am Icon Fast Fiction on Stan Twitter. And we have a very special episode today. Because today, I'm not with Icon Pixix or PD Nim. Hey, Vicious, I miss you. But I'm with some other people, and they're also super special girls. And I think I'm just going to have them introduce themselves. So, take it away.
Hi, I'm Joe. So, I'm Purple Joe in Twitter. I'm probably your Nuna.
And it's Claire. My handle is, I'm not Claire, but it's really Claire.
Okay, hindi ako social, so I'm Jeje girl. My name is Ina, and I'm Ina_Bell, so I was the one, you know, selling stuff, so follow me, everyone. If you want good, cute stickers.
Super nice merch.
Yeah. And I'm your Jeje girl talaga, so go, go.
Hi, I'm Sha, Konik SHN in Twitter. I'm the magnet of this group.
Wow! Wow. So we are, I guess you call ourselves, the Junwei Club. The Philippines and I guess Canada chapter. Mm-hmm. So we're missing a few people of our group. Do you guys wanna send a shout out?
Hey Jam, what's your handle again?
Queen Beef. Oh no.
Oh no.
Amelie of K.
Hi, Amelie.
Hi, Queen.
Hi.
Wish you were here.
And hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Special shout out to VIP Conic 21.
Yeah, who was here earlier? Yeah. But had to leave. So hopefully next time we're all together. But yeah, for now, more than 50% of us are here. And so this is gonna be the I Hate Junwei Club episode. But so we're recording this on December. And because it's December, Bobby's birthday is coming
Happy
up.
Happy birthday!
Ooh! Bobby so, birthday!
Yeah, so it's actually also a June Bob episode. So we're all together now. What ano bang ginawa natin today?
We eat. Meat.
Barbecue! Yeah.
A lot. Ate a lot.
Mm. Barbecue.
Lot. And talk a lot.
Yeah. And chikahan.
And laugh chikahan. A lot.
Chikahan a lot.
Cha gift giving.
Yes.
Super nice gift.
We also arranged like happy B-Day.
Small party. Yeah.
Small we made party. A small party for Bobby. So Bobby, if you're listening, whoop. Happy birthday.
If you're listening. Happy birthday, Sanil Chuka Hamida.
Yeah. And ano pa ba?
Chana June inspired.
Yeah, nang we had a June inspired gift giving.
Yes.
Which so, is really funny kasi wala lang, ang funny lang but we received gifts na like and it's so
it's so very funny
because the original term that I had is something that screams June, di ba? So,
and super good idea.
It screamed June, so wow, di ba? Cute, cute.
Are we gonna say which item?
So, ano yung common name?
That's a trade secret for the
so, we're not gonna tell
but
them.
Like, I posted
we're
already.
Just teasing it out.
Okay, okay.
So, if you really wanna know, go to Dean's.
Timeline.
Wow. Yeah, so we're recording this. We're doing sort of like a sleepover, super fun.
But no sleeping.
No
sleeping. Just
no sleep,
coming together.
Sleepover. And actually, I can post like in the show notes, but we have a banner of Junie
in front of us
for
reminding
inspiration
us.
Yeah. To inspire us to
So, shout out to Black Swan Mastermind. It's from her. And it's a Japan release. And I would really like to thank YG _ Kimchi for buying this one for me.
Thank you.
Yeah. So okay, so because we have new people in the podcast, girls, I'd like to know your icon story and I suppose like who your real bias is and how June sort of ruined that. I'm sure you serve lanes a lot.
Yeah.
So you can tell us like which lane you're on right now. And now how until when you think you'll be on that thing. So, Dojo.
Okay, so, ano bang una mong tanong?
Your icon story. How you got into icon?
I got into icon, syempre sa love scenario. Interested pa lang, but what really got me was the Killing Me choreography. As in, I would wake up and napapanaginipan ko yung choreography na yun.
Wow.
As in, so parang, si Dongyuk talaga yung nakakuha sa akin sa mga dance practice.
Because Dongyuk Killing Me is killing me as well.
Yeah.
I was always complimented for his concept nung Killing Me.
Yeah, it's a Pop Sajula Luna haircut.
So, Dongyuk, thank you for converting me. But my real bias is Hanbin. And I don't
final
know.
Final answer na yan.
Yeah, final answer. June, sorry, no. Stop it. Stop looking at me like that.
Bigyan kita ng fan na din.
Ayan.
June fan. Literal.
Pero how did you come to hate?
Oh.
Hate, quotation marks.
It's actually because of Dame. She wrote a really good story and sobrang nagustuhan ko si June doon. Hay nako. Tapos ayan na, wala na, no turning back. I hate you, June, and I hate you more, Dame.
Claire?
Well, I'm an initially winner fan. And then I watched Win. And then so, mix and match.
Drama.
I think I really, really liked Icon first when I watched their Bling Bling music video.
Oh.
I got stuck from a flight overnight. Thus, they released the music video and I really liked them.
Oh, wow.
I only knew Double B, Bobby and Hanbini from Born Hater.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so that's why I really liked the two.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really follow Icon after I watched Win.
Okay.
So from then, I like the two groups because I like all the boys. And I don't like how YG made them pit against each other.
Oh.
So,
issue.
Yeah, so that's my icon story. And then I love them more when I watched that Idol School Trip.
Yeah.
Oh, with the Japanese girls.
Yeah, with the Japanese girls. And then Jun is speaking Japanese.
So sexy.
Oops.
And then yeah, same thing with Joe because of Dane's fan fiction. Oh my God, started hating June. No, yeah, he's different. Cause I like Double B.
Mm-hmm.
And I like them because they're like artists and whatnot. Mm. And then came June. His appeal so much. It's like illegal.
I felt that.
My Luna heart.
I felt that.
No.
The word illegal.
He's illegal. So there.
So who's your bias now?
My current bias. Yes. I still say it's Yoon Hyung and Jun.
Not Double B.
You know, first loves. There's always a special place in my heart.
Aww.
So there was Double B and then there was Dong Hyuk because of his Killing Me look. My God. And then there was Yoon Hyung. And then came June because of the fanfic. It's like, oh, really? This guy.
It's all your fault.
This guy is so annoying.
It's all your fault.
Okay.
Me?
Yes.
I was in hiatus at for like 4 years on K-pop. Kasi I was originally a VIP talaga. So ever since, talagang YG stan talaga ako. Siguro, kasi naabutan ko yung like yung debut ng Big Bang on how they're locked down kasi they're different, ganyan-ganyan. I remember the times na nanonood pa kami like weeks para ma-download yung mga video na Inkigayo and stuff. Yes. Then, Soompi was formed then. So, Big Bang talaga when everyone was like, Cassiopeia and Elf. Because I started out as an Elf. Tapos, Big Bang caught my attention. Actually, GD caught my attention. Kasi, oh, this guy is so cute. Tapos, he's not afraid to show himself. Mm. So, okay lang. Tapos, na-kind of yung boss ni T.O.P., di ba? And then, because I was a poor girl then, hindi ko afford mang fangirl. Mm. And then, come the time that I need to work and stuff. So, nagkaroon ako ng K-pop hiatus for years. And then, when I got back, 2017, I was listening to Made album on Spotify. And then, parang, everyday ko siya pinapakinggan. So, Spotify is recommending na, oh, you should listen to Bling Bling. Sabi ko, who is this icon guy? This is not so YG because YG would never debut 7 members. Sabi ko.
Madami.
Sabi ko, that's just not so YG. Kasi 4 is too much for him, eh. So, I started early 2017. And then, di ba, that year, kasi wala pa siya masyadong songs na, so, D-Day lang and Bling Bling yung nandun sa Spotify nila before pera yung mga anthem, yung mga yung first album nila. And then, so, sobrang curious ko, pinag yung Bling Bling. So, oh my God, this B.I. guy. Girl! Tapos, hindi ko pa ma-distinct. Kasi pag bago ka, hindi ko ma-distinct. Sino ba yung, bakit ganito? Hindi ito sobrang YG. Except for 2 guys, which is B.I. and Bobby.
Of course.
Tapos, sabi ko, okay. Tapos, yung concept is medyo magulo, di ba? And then, I watch Win. Sabi ko, oh my God, ang gwapo ni B.I. Ang gwapo niya. I mean, he's a cute guy, really. Tapos, and then I realized I have a friend that looks like B.I. because of the nose and ang puti niya and everything. Tapos, lalo yung pag naka-back cut. Sabi ko, hindi ko to pwedeng maging bias kasi siya yung naaalala ko doon. And like, it cannot be. And then, nung come that year, di ba may comeback si Bobby as solo artist. Hmm. And then, that's it. I fell in love because he told me I love you. So that's the icon story and the rest is history. Mm-hmm. Kung ba't ako nag-June, well, I didn't know these girls. It's because of Jo. Ginulo niya ako. Tapos ginulo ko sila. I mean, may isang thread na parang ginulo ko sila lahat ng GIF ng June na meron ako. Because I used to make GIF talaga almost every day. That's dahil may, ano, sobrang loyal ko kahit sa mga but anyway,
sobrang galing nung Jess.
I mean, si June talagang, he caught my attention. Icon in Manila. Because I was on Section F, standing. So, shout out mga ka VIP standing F. Sa mga namatay dyan. Sa jolay ni June, isa na ako doon. So, yun. Kasi, he was so ethereal in person. Iba siya. Para siyang yung YouTube, lumabas siya sa YouTube. Ganon. So, ever since, I hate him kasi mas marami na ako nagastos sa kanya compared kay Bobby. So, bye! That's
and
the Junis.
Bobby's birthday. Oh my gosh.
Bobby's birthday. Oh my
gosh. Kinsanaluna.
Diba? You know, but don't worry, Bobby. You know, loyal girl. It's just that I want you with Junis. June Bob. That's it. So, yun. Hindi ko na matanggal yung sarili ko doon sa pull out of the June. Ayoko na. By the way, I'm using a June fan right now.
Disclaimer. Ayan. So, for me naman, I'm heavily, deeply grateful to Running Man. Kasi come 2015, I watched them. And I thought, all this time, Icon was a duo, Bobby and B.I. only. So for 3 years, all I know, Icon is a duo. And then come September 2018, nagpo-promote sila ng Killing Me. Ayun ulit sila, Hanbin was so handsome there, like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
And Bobby too, like, he seems so sleepy, but when they dance, Killing Me, it's whoa. whoa, oozing with confidence, with swag.
YG signature.
Then. Yes. Po. And then when B.I. dances Gashina, I'm dead. He's so cute.
So cute.
And those little antics, like, he's too competitive. Yung dapat parehas sila ng
pose,
posing nung partner niya. Yeah. And then yung Northern He's Europe, Aegyo. Cutie. So, after that episode, I went to YouTube and rewatched all the Running Man clips.
Oh.
Until the parang recommend.
Okay, nag-autoplay.
Icon TV, episode 7, yung episode na ni Hanbin. So, dumiretso ako doon.
Oh,
gosh,
meant to be.
Yeah, this is algorithm.
And maybe that's the ano.
That's not algorithm.
That
that's
door,
SEO.
That door ano. Ang tawag doon, yung door na napasukan ko, wala na siyang way out. Kasi tuloy-tuloy na.
Wow.
Grabe, hanggang ngayon, wala na. So Hanbin is really my bias, like the only one in the top.
One and only.
Wow.
One and only.
One and only.
Wow.
Yun nang alam ko. But this June guy. While I was rewatching Idol School Trip. Grabe yung ano niya doon, yung ayos niya doon, like really a school heartthrob with earrings pa na black na bad boy-ish. Wala na, ayun na. And then some group of people started the thread. So nakisama ako because why not? So yeah, that's the story why I was included in this club. Hindi po dyan nagtatapos. My current bias. Chanu, kasalanan mo to. Yung vlog ni Chanu, nagre-recruit siya ng baseball members. Oh my god, dong. Yung so,
Use words.
So guwapo. Grabe, like.
Pay-payan kita.
Ate, nag-iingat. Grabe. Naka-mask siya, naka-bonnet, and then yung pagkakasuot niya nung hoodie, parang ganun kay Hanbin. So, oh my gosh.
Oo nga, no.
Ayan po. So, right now, I'm a bindong. And, yeah.
Wait lang. Nagulo ko doon. Asan si Charlie to?
Sinabi
niya ako. And yeah, hindi siya occasional kasi parate. Parating June. So yeah.
I hate June.
We hate June.
So I think yung conclusion ko, parang lahat kayo, well ako din naman, grabe talaga mag-serve ng lanes. Maybe it's an iconic thing. Like,
yeah.
You just can't stand it. Yeah.
You're lying if you say you didn't even serve kahit isang beses.
Yes. That's true. Like, yeah. Because they're all swervable. Yeah, pa rin. We have a quick game of sorts. Well, not really, but just like to close the whole hate for June thing. Let's just go around and say one thing.
Just
like one reason. Just one reason why you hate June.
I hate June kasi kahit nakapikit ako at kahit di ko makita yung napakagwapo niyang mukha. Oh, hooked pa din ako kasi sobrang ganda ng boses niya.
Oh.
Of course, yes. Yeah. That's actually one of the things that made me really like June too when I saw his Combs, King of Masks
video.
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh my gosh, his singing style is the Filipino style. It's like, yan ang pwedeng dali sa parents na, oh, he can sing.
That's true.
Yeah. But, well, why I hate him. He makes my Nuna heart so guilty all the time. So guilty.
Yes.
Wala lang. I hate him because, you know, when I discovered him, I discovered na... Kasi, di ba, si June nga yung pinaka hindi ko... Kasi, ayoko ng pasungit. Alam niya na ang... Yung, alam niya na ang gwapo niya. Tama
yes.
Nga.
Oh my
tapos,
God.
Yung
hard
yung hindi naman yung, ano, parang, yung cool-looking guy na parang, yung
Fresco.
Anime yeah. Na ano. Pero... Gosh, talagang,
it's easy to fall in love with a bad boy, no, talaga. Pero, oh my gosh, nung nalaman ko na may ganito pala, so I downloaded yung fanfic ni Dane. Tapos wala na, it's over na.
It's over.
So, if it's not Joy that I hate, si Dane. Kasi nilagay niya ako dito sa, hindi na ako maka-get over, you know. Hindi na, wala na. So, kailangan na nilang magsama ni Bobby sa lahat ng stuff ko. Kailangan, if the other is Bobby, that the other one should be Juliet. Ganon.
To that point, oh my gosh, Ina, super thank you for making us those, our membership cards.
Yay! Membership card.
We're
official.
Yeah,
we're official. At least dito, official tayo. Oh my
gosh! Oh yeah, yeah.
Official.
Official IHJ club member.
IHJC member.
I was laughing the whole time nung in-edit ko yun. Kasi nilagay ko founder.
And even change the color. You're
yellow. Right? Yellow. And then the rest is like...
We will show you that maybe. Actually,
I posted it now.
Posted
I put it next to my license.
Officer, this man right here made me swerve. Oh!
I love that. Oh my god. Love it. Yeah, thank you for that.
Oh yeah, of course, I'm laughing. So yeah, what made me hate June? Everything actually. Like. Bawat galaw niya, kilos niya, boses niya, morals niya, mga perfect, ano,
perfect
place sa, ano niya, sa mukha.
Ay, did you know na may mold dito si Bobby sa may bato?
Yes.
Nakita ko lang yun sa isang radio show, tapos kailangan ko i-stop yun. Like, I have to rewind it several times to see and to confirm na si Bobby yun na may...
Yeah.
Medyo siya dito sa bato. Oh my god, that's so sexy.
Yeah. Wow. Tapos mayroon pang isa, yung tsundere, attitude niya, personality niya. But, when I read Ate Dane's I Hate Tunic Love, parang sabi ko, oh, baka may possibility na ganun din ka soft or something si June. So,
yung akala mo lang.
Akala ko lang. Pero yeah, June is for Bobby. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
June Bob.
That's a good segue because this is a June Bob episode.
Yay.
So we also want to talk about the birthday boy.
Bobby!
So I think maybe birthday greetings for Bobby. Yuck, as if he's gonna listen. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. He does listen to Spotify, right?
I know. Oh, he might be lurking here, so.
Yeah.
Hi, Bobby, if you're listening.
Hi, Bobby. Annyeong.
Annyeong. Say little annyeong. Yeah, we can be friends but because he's 1995. And I'm 99.
You're his Nuna.
I just said 1992 and you said Nuna. Okay. Okay.
We're all his Nunas except Nakni.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Kasi chingu kayo ni June. Tawa?
Yeah, chingu, June and Dongyok.
Oh, you're right! Yeah.
Your current bios.
So, yon, any birthday greetings or things you want to say about Bobby or gush about Bobby?
Gosh.
Favorite things.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Like, he's been looking super cute lately.
Yeah.
With his freshly cut hair.
Yeah, parang. His birthday is coming up, pero parang bumabata yung itsura niya.
Yeah.
And I love it, Bobby. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
He's with June always. Lately.
Yeah.
What?
He's with June lately.
Okay, if that's the key, then please stay with June.
Please stay with June, like, forever. Yeah, lang, please. Pero hindi, I like his new haircut. Tapos, well, I wish he would spend holidays with his family. Kaso hindi, because they have Japan.
Yeah.
Kasi every time he spends time with his family, as in long, tapos he comes back refreshed,
that's
mas
so
hyped
true.
Up yung energy niya parate.
He's recharged.
So,
yeah.
Lalo, feeling ko may sepangs lang siya kay Rao.
I know.
So,
sa mga kinong post niya na, we miss you, little man.
Yeah.
Aww. Adorable.
I don't know, he's ano, parang, someone asked yung tattoo ni Raon, diba? I don't know, he's born with it.
So cute.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of tattoos, what do you guys think of his new tattoo?
Oh,
Okay.
It's so painful. It's so painful. Just looking at it makes you feel the pain he felt.
Oh, he said, yeah, he was in a lot of pain and kind of dizzy. Yeah.
I was actually impressed with this artist kasi hindi masyadong red yung skin niya. Kasi I have one here.
You do?
Yeah. but kasi maganda yung balat niya eh. Diba, he's one of the na member na with the maganda
natural.
Natural talaga.
Okay, Bob, you have it all. Happy birthday.
You even have Julie.
Yeah. Why are you all
yes,
so
perfect? Congratulations. One,
siya yung pinaka-fair yung skin. Yeah. So, I just wish na he takes time, you know, off. And nandiyan naman si Dongyok eh.
Yeah.
Take care of him. Always.
Baby.
Oh, so cute.
And I hope for, you know, more Junbob content.
Yes, please.
The more awkward, the better.
Yeah. So true.
Totoo yan.
So what did you guys think of their V-Live?
Mga kanto boys.
Yung mga songs
Bitin, please do more. Like, longer.
True. Or parang inaantok yata si Bobby nun. Baka tulog pa sila because I think they're preparing something, diba? So, yun lang. Ang cute lang nila together. Yeah. Kasi, ewan ko, parang fine-fake lang nila yung awkwardness. Pero hindi. Awkward talaga sila sa isa't isa. Kasi,
halal gap.
Oh, the space for the Holy Spirit.
No, okay. It's a space for Hanbin, I think.
Oh.
That V-Live kasi is parang around 2 PM dito. So,
where were you when it
everyone
happened?
Everyone is busy.
I was working.
Yeah.
I was sleeping in the van.
Busy.
I was not doing anything.
Sorry.
Just
oh,
when I was not doing
it?
Anything, I missed it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I watched the replay as soon as I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With subs. I haven't seen it with subtitles. Like,
I don't think so.
It was... Oh, yeah.
It's up now with subtitles. No?
Yeah.
I should watch it again.
Because they posted before...
Hey, it's 1:31
a.m. I just want to say... Hey, Hanbin. Yeah. Parang nakikinig din siya.
Why not?
He's with us.
Oh, yes. Alam niyo ba yung, ano, yung isang Twitter account na Hanbin Spotify? And
oh, yeah.
All they post is yung activities niya sa Spotify.
Yeah.
Kung
what songs he plays.
Yeah.
Ganyan. Yeah, that was a nice account. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Or want to say?
Any more
about
Bobby
icon?
Greetings?
Oh, Bobby greetings. Or...
Move stupid like it's your birthday, Bobby.
Don't be sad that you're single because, you know, June is there.
You have us.
It's just a room away from yours. So don't be so sad about being single because, you know.
Just call June.
Just call June and he'll be
awkward
for you. Diba?
So, okay. So, to that point, since this is a June Bob episode for obvious reasons, but let's also, like, give love to the other icon ships. So, any other icon ships you guys like or find cute or whatever?
Twin monsters. I mean...
Oh, that's true.
I mean, sino yung... Totoo talaga na, like, the one is techie and the other's not. The one is responsible and the other's not. So, diba, parang Chanu had a great kuya with Yun Yong. Since, diba, housemates sila. I really think na... Kasi before, I wasn't sold. Until I saw that picture the other day.
That's so cute. They look the same.
Sila.
Parang same expression
oh my
pa.
Gosh, they are twin monsters talaga.
Yeah.
If, ano, is here, sabihin na, Bob One! Okay. Si, ano,
oh yeah, si VIP.
Si VIP.
Iconic.
Connex.
21. Yeah. Bob
yeah. One. Bob One talaga siya.
Yeah. I like Junbin. Kasi, feel ko, iba rin, special din yung brotherhood nila. Parang kay...
There's a special place.
Parang nagkakaintindihan sila eh.
Yeah.
Diba?
Tapos parang kay Hanbin lang siya magkiling.
Oo.
Like,
I like that.
Kay Hanbin tapos.
Takot
and like,
na lang kay Hanbin, no? Hanbin will kick his butt.
That's true.
In Bob Dong, kasi
whenever
Bobby is with Dong, that's the time na relax talaga siya. He doesn't have to force
they're
anything.
That's ang creative na lang parehas. May certain silang
silang chemistry.
Our Christian boys.
Yeah,
church boys.
Kahit na nang come surf me, baby. Ganyan.
Yeah. All right.
Come surf me.
It's always the church boys.
Diba?
I like Yun Bin. Kasi oh, parang, yeah. The handmaiden always has to be the responsible one. Pero, I think with Yun Yong, parang, he can be babied.
Especially yun yung mix and match. Yun Yong is the one who's the most worried yeah. when...
Tsaka even Hanbin knows that na mag-worry. Alam niya si Yun Yong mag-worry the most. Aw, cute! Yeah. That's why I love it. Mm-hmm.
Double B! Kalimutan
of yun! Course! I was waiting.
Bobby Wabi.
Oh my god. And the original soulmate of Junae. You know, aside from Hanbin, di ba? Junwan.
Oh, yeah.
Them and their Japanese.
Drinking buddy.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Kasi di ba, sila yung talagang Japanese.
Yeah. And
kaya they're quite
much drinking bodies
popular sa Japan.
That's so talaga true. Nakahasundo sila.
Well, it would be a mess if I don't mention my Yunjun.
Yes.
No. No.
They are cute, Chip.
Yeah, like, they're cute. I love how Junae teases Yunyoung
so
on
much.
Stage, and Yunyoung yes. loves it. Obviously,
they're so cute together. Mm-hmm. You cannot forget Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Di ba nung mix and match yung let's get this
started. Let's get it started. Yeah, intimate nila si Bobby.
June is being kuya there.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah. Sorry. I just remembered how sweet that was.
Yeah, for once, naging yung si June.
Wow.
Chan Bob also I like, or Bob Chan. Parang magkuya din sila.
They're the gaming buddies kasi talaga.
Yeah.
Yung parang feeling ko, naglalaro sila, tapos magka-ibang floor sila, diba? So, laro lang sila.
When Chanbin was sick,
yung isang episode ng vlog ni Chanbin, na niregaluhan niya ng
laptop.
And it has a rainbow, you know, keyboard on it. Nakakatawa yung pinatry niya yung prank si Bobby. Parang Bobby's not that impressed. Ang cute-cute.
Bobby's easily to to catch up on things.
Oo nga. Mm. Like an icon TV, the hidden camera.
Yung MMA songwriter, diba? Songwriter of the year, yung nakita niya yung camera. He's not surprised. Like,
alam na niya.
He's observant. Super. Actually, yeah. Observant siya.
Kahit mukha siyang sleepy, he knows what's up.
Si pa nga sabi na parang he would be, hindi siya maano ng dispatch kasi he's observant.
Oo nga.
Diba? So sabi nila yun. But, well, bait siya. He's a good son. Pag nakita ko siya, kamukha niya talaga yung nanay niya.
Super.
Tapos kung halik-halikan siya ng mommy niya, baby talaga, it's the mama's voice talaga. Dongyok, Junae, Bobby, ayun. Those are the ones. Aside from the church boys. Hindi naman. Hindi ko nila lahat.
Okay. So thank you guys for being in the podcast. This was so much fun. We should do that again.
Yeah.
So
now.
Yes. So please greet your moods, your friends, IRL, like whoever you want. Greet Icon. You never know.
Oh yeah, you'll never know.
Hi, Hanbin. Wala lang. Miss ka na namin. And to my mom, hey mom, I'm here. Are you crying? Please don't cry. You're proud of me.
Ate, you know, practice mo.
Oh yeah.
Cute.
Well, shout out to our other club members.
Yeah.
Cool love members.
That's right.
Wilson Hold. A conference.
International conference.
Yes.
So cute.
Hopefully sometime.
Na yung wallet ko.
Soon. Oma, hi! Hopefully we'll be listening to this on one of our drives in the morning.
Is she like you, Nyong? Or is it you?
It's all just me.
Okay.
Yeah. Got it. I have to explain to her everything.
She's supportive. That's
She's
good.
Supportive, yes.
Oh, shoutout nga pala sa lahat ng ano. Uy, pero totoo, shoutout talaga sa lahat ng people who buy stuff from me.
Yeah. She makes super good stuff, you guys.
Natatouch ako if everyone's like, you have good design and stuff. Oh my god, mom, I made it to Spotify! and to my brother, you're not the only one on Spotify.
Oh my god, that's so cute!
So, because, you know, my brother's in a band, so they're an official artist on Spotify, so
be that. You're not the only one on Spotify. thanks to Junie.
To that point, oh my gosh, can we interview a bit? So, Ina went viral because of her icon, like, lipstick slip.
You see, I used, ano talaga, parang, before that was 6, but I really asked my ate na, please tell your chemist that I want this shade, I want this shade, mm-hmm. I want this shade for love scenario, diba? So, if you guys are curious, you can go to my timeline. You know, hindi ako masungit. I just look like one. Pero hindi ako masungit. Mabait ako. And,
yeah,
you know,
believe her, guys.
She's super nice.
And I wish to meet you at mga events. Ganyan. Mahihayin ako. I'm just a full force battery. Mahihayin ako. Pero job brought me to this, so wala na atrasan yun.
So, paano mo naisip gumawa nung
first,
what inspired you?
What inspired me? Yeah, kasi, that time, I was trying to, you know, build parang connections eh. Hmm. And then, sabi ko, oh my God, I like this. My ate told me, these are my new line. Because yung ate ko, she's not my sister, pero cousin ko siya.
Hmm.
She has, you know, para telling me na, oh, this one is good. Cosmetics business is good. Ganyan, gito, something, something. I was jealous kasi, I ko never gotten the cosmetic
like na... official.
Na, oh, the official na mga, in face shop, di ba, they got 7, ganyan. And I was like, I was waiting kasi ang ganda ng mga merch and stuff. So, diba, pretty boys kasi yung ano talaga ng mga yung items worth like hip hop. Yeah. Yun yung image nila talaga, mm-hmm. diba? So, I want to make one, you know, in their name. Tapos it started from there and then many people are asking, do you do this? So, okay. I take requests one at a time. Pero up until for this year hanggang December lang ako mag-work, so I'll be back next year, so with other stuff, yeah. So many people are asking
2020 na itong episode na
to. Yeah, so I'm sorry cool. to all the
you'll
guys
be back at work.
yeah and sorry to the people who DM'd me if I sell that car. Sorry, it's exclusive for the club.
Oh, sorry for the Ali Chuni club.
It's just maybe you wanna join us, so you read yung yeah. fanfic name
first day. Step read Dane's
oh
fanfic.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys.
And then we'll interview you. Yeah. 50 reasons, wait. 50 reasons. Pero yun nga, tawag dito, yun lang. It just started out there. And siguro mabait lang din si Lord. Kasi, di ba? I really don't like to make friends talaga. But you guys, June kasi. So, yun. So, visit na lang yung timeline ko. DM niya lang ako, first off. Basta may time ako. In the name of love, yan. Icon yan talaga.
Oh, yeah. Shout out naman sa close-seated two sisters ko na Junik and my close-seated Binik mom. Hi. Oh. I don't plan on telling you this podcast. So, bahala kayo. Ayun.
They find it. That's gonna be so funny. Okay, so... thanks everyone for listening to this episode. Have more episodes next time. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you like this format or we bring in like other new iconics. If you want to be in the podcast, like send us a DM. We'll find a way. Basta nasa Manila kayo kasi hindi kami makafly. Yeah, so thanks everyone and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye!
Bye!